It may please your goodness to understand that we have visited Bath, where, as we found the prior, a right virtuous man, and, I suppose, no better of his cure, a man simple and not of the greatest wit. His monks, worse than I have ever found yet, both in buggery and adultery, some and of them having 10 women, some 8, and the rest so fewer. The house, well repaired, but £400 in debt. At Farley Cell to Lewis, the prior had but 8 whores, and the rest of the monks some 4, 3, 2, as they might get them. Their wills was good. The truth is a very stew, and much buggery both there and at Lewis, and specially there the sub-prior, as appeared by the confession of a fair young monk, a priest late sent from Lewis. I have matter sufficient here found, as I suppose, to bring the prior of Lewis into great danger, si vera sint quae narrantur. By this bringer, my servant, I send you vincula sancti petri, which women of this countryside always to send for in tempore perilus, to put about them to have thereby short deliverance and without peril. A great relic here counted, because the patron of the church is of St. Peter. Judge ye what ye list, but I suppose the thing to be a very mockery, and a great abuse, that the prior, one Lammas day, should carry the same chain in a basin of silver in procession, and divers monks to kiss the same, post-evangelists, with great solemnity and reverence, having therefore no manner thing to show how they came first unto it. Neither having thereof in writing, ye shall also receive a great comb called Mary Magdalene's comb, St. Dorothy's comb, St. Margaret's comb, the least they cannot tell how they came by them, no other hath anything to show in writing that they be relics. Whether ye will send them again or not, I have referred that to your judgment, and to the king's pleasure.